rays of hope. I had also started seeing new colors in life.
I used to feel that rays of hope lay in the letter of alphabet, and as such,
their mastery became my life's one and only ambition. I used to collect the pages of exercise books torn down and thrown away by my younger sister and go through the letters written therein all through the day by copying them on the bare earth with the help of a twig, inwardly repeating, memorizing them over and over again, many times without number. Time was giving me a strange kind of test. Even in dreams, I started seeing nothing but myself reading and writing. Whatever father used to teach my young sister, I had already learned by the dint of my own endeavors and practices.
I then started learning the composition of words.
The exercise of forming words by combining the letters was by no means easy. I used to write all the letters of the alphabet on the ground at a time, and then pick up the different ones to combine them into a word. For instance, column, pen, col, machine, fol, fruit,
jol, water, etc.
No more did my tiny toes shake and tremble as I wrote. They had been habituated to scrawl the letters. Like others, catching hold of a pen with their hands, I used to catch hold of a twig and scrawl letters with the toes of any feet.
To this day I write in a like manner.
Like others using three fingers to hold a pen, I also use three toes of my feet while holding a pen or pencil, but people also have the illusion that I only use two.